Today I'm here to talk to you about improving intergenerational communication. I know that's a challenge to anybody who has a teenager. We conducted our pilot study. I'll tell you about what it was in a few minutes. But in El Paso, Texas, it has almost 1 million residents. It's rapidly growing. It's a very young population. Nearly half of the people are under 24 years old, and many grandparents reside with their grandchildren. And of those who do reside with their grandchildren, about half provide care full or part-time, and three-quarters of the people in El Paso speak Spanish at home. And this is just a map of El Paso. You can see that the only thing separating El Paso from Mexico is the Rio Grande River. In El Paso, around one-fifth of middle school students have had sex by the time they're in middle school, and one-third of those have had sex before the age of 12. And that will become important later when we talk about sex abuse and what parents wanted to talk about. There are a lot of births-to-teen mothers. More than 90% occur in the Hispanic population. Two-thirds are non-marital, and one-quarter are repeat births. Also, El Paso County has the highest cervical cancer rate in the state, and as a state, Texas ranks fifth in the United States. And El Paso is a bicultural, bilingual environment. Spanish is commonly spoken in all the facilities, stores, restaurants. And our purpose, given this background, was to develop an effective, culturally and linguistically appropriate Spanish language sexual health curriculum for parenting adults. And when we say parenting adults, we refer to grandparents and other adults who take care of or mentor children. We wrote this curriculum called La Salud de Mis Nietos es Primero, which means the health of my children is number one. Actually, we had implemented a successful Spanish language sexual health for promotoras for community health workers in El Paso in the preceding years. And due to community requests, we adapted this for adults, parenting adults. The objectives of this curriculum were to increase knowledge of sexually transmitted diseases and non-marital pregnancy and to improve parenting adult-child communication on sexual health issues. The curriculum consisted of an 8-hour training in Spanish on reproductive anatomy, STDs, non-marital pregnancy, contraceptives, parent-child communication, effective decision-making, and also one of the elements that was unique to our program was that we asked the participants to write cuentos, which are stories. So after they completed a module, we asked them to write a story about what they had learned to share with their grandchildren or children. We gave them a workbook and anatomy flip charts, and I'll give you show you an example. On the left is the workbook, which had the PowerPoint slides and some other information. And then the flip chart just showed human anatomy, reproductive anatomy, and of course that was all in Spanish. We evaluated by using pre- and post-tests on knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors. And the results were that most of the attendees completed the pre- and post-tests. The median age was 49 years. Three-fourths had grandchildren in middle or high school, and there were significant post-training increases in knowledge of non-marital pregnancy and sexually transmitted disease morbidity and prevention. Also, comfort levels during sexual health discussions and frequency of communication with peers and children. When they were asked if in the pre- and post-test, if cervical cancer is a significant problem in El Paso, you can see that pre-test, there was a lack of knowledge, but post-test, there was a dramatic increase. Again, knowledge of cervical cancer pre-test, the answers were just random as to the cause, post-test, you can see that there's a significant increase in knowledge of the cause of cervical cancer. Same thing with chlamydia complications. What can result from chlamydia infection was the question, and you can see that there was a significant increase in knowledge after the curriculum. And this is just a summary of the change in knowledge about the STDs in the community, non-marital birth to adolescence, and whether or not herpes can be spread through oral sex. Significant increases in knowledge on those items. The question on oral sex was, since a girl cannot get pregnant from oral sex, this behavior is safe for adolescents. That was the question, as you can see the answer changed with the training. The next question was, how important is it that your grandchildren not have sex before marriage? And there was a slight increase in the selection, very important. We were interested in knowing how the frequency of sexual health discussions would change after the training, and you can see that there's a significant increase. Most participants reported, or a little over half the participants said either once a week or more than once a week. We were really surprised. We expected that they would increase the frequency of conversations with their grandchildren, but the unexpected result was that they increased the frequency of conversations with adult family members and with other young people. So let's talk about the challenges in implementing a curriculum of this type. The first challenge would be the quality of the Spanish language materials, whether they're culturally and linguistically appropriate. Another challenge would be participation, including recruitment and retention of participants in the program. And the third challenge would be understanding of instructional content. One of the issues was the sites of fertilization and fetal development, and we'll discuss that in a minute. So the first challenge was to ensure that Spanish language materials are culturally and linguistically appropriate. Usually Spanish language materials are translated from English rather than being developed in Spanish. And we know that it's most effective to develop materials in the language of the target audience. So that was the problem. The solution was to develop materials in Spanish. We hired a local health educator from the community, and we had the curriculum reviewed by a professional translator. So in addition, we asked the participants to write a cuento after each class to share what they'd learned with the child or a grandchild. One grandfather asked his granddaughter to help him type the story. After a few sentences, she asked him where he had learned about these things. Here's another challenge, participation, recruitment. It's challenging to recruit people to attend an 8-session curriculum. Our solution was that we collaborated with community partners. We went to senior activity centers to recruit grandparents, and we went to school district liaisons to recruit parents. And this is one of the schools we worked in. Another challenge was participation. We had 8 classes. So one of our solutions was incentives. We gave them snacks. We raffled off little prizes for submitting the cuentos, and we had a graduation ceremony with a lunch and a certificate, and this got very positive word of mouth in the community. And so here's one of our graduation ceremonies. Another challenge was understanding instructional content. Well, we were very proud of our 2-dimensional illustrations. However, the participants were mostly unable to identify the site of fertilization or the site of fetal development. So our solution was we gave them additional visual aids, including 3D models and animation. And we actually purchased 3D models of the female reproductive system. In conclusion, we need to develop creative solutions to challenges for these issues. And in summary, the adults who received the training demonstrated increased knowledge of sexual health issues and communication with children and peers. This project was carried out with funding from the Texas Department of State Health Service under Title V funding. Now, since I have a few minutes extra, I'd like to talk about building on this success. What we did was we applied for and received CDC funding for capacity building. So we will continue with this evidence-based curriculum for parenting adults in English and Spanish. And as a result of participant feedback, we'll add modules on sex abuse and domestic violence, as well as effective parenting. And we took the opportunity, whenever we presented either this curriculum or we were doing other community presentations, we would always distribute 3x5 index cards and allow anybody to ask a question. And that's why we determined that they did want modules on sex abuse and domestic violence. And we will be, with this funding, we'll be training community trainers throughout the United States. As a matter of fact, we're partnering with World Vision here in Washington, D.C. And we've already piloted this curriculum here in Washington, D.C., in El Paso in Spanish, and with the African American community here in Washington, D.C. And we'll be providing the training materials free of charge over the Internet. Another way we're building on this success is that we also received funding for a community-based sexual health education project. We're working in two rural school districts in El Paso County with the highest teen pregnancy rates. We're partnering with the community. We have community advisory group. We're collaborating with the schools, and we're developing and implementing curricula school-based for middle and high school, and the parenting curriculum is similar to the one that we just discussed. And we're evaluating the results by geocoding STI and pregnancy data. Actually, is chlamydia data. And this is one of the schools where we'll be working. And this is a kickoff fiesta that we had at one of the schools. We're having a puppet show, and the entire community was invited, and we're very happy. And let me just read you one of the cuentos. The classes that we're taking the past few weeks have made me start to think of me for once. My husband is the type that doesn't believe in me having a pap test every year, and for the last 3 years I hadn't had one done. But after these classes, where they're teaching us about sex education, I convinced my husband for us to get tested. I hope the results come back. I only wish that I could have known this before I started having sex, and maybe, just maybe, I would only have 2 kids instead of 5. But I'm happy with the way we are now. Wish me good luck. Thank you.